From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting solidarity on the streets of Paris. French police have detained six people who were close to Omar Ismail Mostafi, one of the seven attackers who died during the simultaneous attacks Friday night in Paris that left 129 dead and more than 350 wounded. On the streets of Paris today, however, solidarity is on display as we hear from Lisa Bryan.
The security threat is still high, and Paris residents have been asked to stay at home. But many are out anyway, some to donate blood for the victims of Friday's attacks. Like Adama Nadoy.
I really feel I have to do this to help at least one person.
Reminders of the bloodbath light just across the street. A gunman killed at least a dozen people here in the city's popular Canal Martin neighborhood. One local resident is here to pay her respects to the victims and to send a message to the terrorists.
We won't stop living, and you see the proof here. Everybody is out. Everybody is marking the attack. Everyone is trying to give blood and try to help the victims of this attack.
There's the same display of solidarity near the Bataclan Music Hall, a few kilometers away. More than 80 people were killed by assailants here. Three of the attackers blew themselves up. A fourth was killed by police.
The best thing is to continue with life. It's sad, but we can't get hung up on it, because that's what they want. The goal is to carry on.
Parisians have seen it all before, just 10 months ago, when Islamist militants let loose in their city. Once again, they're determined not to let terrorism win. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
French President François Hollande has called the attacks an act of war. This is VOA News.